This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Raymond Tongakar. President Obama has declared 27 Missouri counties as a federal disaster area in the aftermath of severe storms, tornadoes, and flooding that hit the state between May 29th and June 10th. From St. Louis, Marshall Griffin has details.
Federal assistance is now available in the 27 counties. Local governments and nonprofits will be able to seek assistance to cover expenses tied to the response and recovery efforts. Tornadoes, straight-line winds, and severe thunderstorms pounded a wide area of Missouri during the 13-day period, and heavy rains triggered flooding along the Missouri and Mississippi rivers. A separate request by Governor Nixon's office seeking individual assistance for residents in seven Missouri counties is still under review in Washington. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
A quarantine of wood products from Perry County is likely after the discovery of an insect that kills ash trees. Perry County Economic Development Director Scott Sattler says Missouri Department of Agriculture field agents recently found the emerald ash borer in a park in Perryville. The larvae of the half-inch-long emerald green beetle feed on the bark of trees, killing them in the process. Sattler told the Southeast Missourian that Perry County is not yet under quarantine. That's because the survey of the beetle's extent is ongoing. County officials expect a quarantine to be imposed in the next 30 days. In its meeting this morning, the University of Missouri Board of Curators approved funding for fiscal year 2015. KBIA's Andrew Nichols was there and has more.
The curators approved nearly $51 million in funding to increase education and research in the fields of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, commonly referred to as STEM fields. UM System Vice President for Finance, Tom Richards, says the Missouri Department of Economic Development has encouraged the UM system to focus on getting students to study STEM fields.
I was told a few weeks ago that the number one complaint they get from Missouri businesses about hiring people from Missouri is that we don't have enough adequately trained people in the state for the jobs that are available.
The curators also approved a request for $194 million for what they call critical repairs at all four University of Missouri campuses, including renovations at the building that houses MU's College of Engineering. In a request for funding, the board's finance committee noted UM system facilities currently need $1.3 billion in repairs and renovations, and that the system hasn't been able to fully fund those repairs since 2002. Andrew Nichols, KBIA News.
Missouri State University is taking steps towards a $25 million renovation and expansion of the building that houses the school's College of Business. The Springfield News Leader reports that the project includes a four-story, 40,000-square-foot expansion of the building. Missouri State President Cliff Smart said the university must raise $10 million in private donations before construction will begin. Bonds will be used to finance most of the project. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tongakar.